You're listening to SBS News.
A one-hour stopover at Milan Airport during their European holiday meant Ian and Robin Vidal had to self-isolate when they returned to Australia. The Sydney couple say they're now on day four of the two-week self-isolation period and trying to keep positive.
Well, it's been really good cleaning up the cleaning up the home office.
Doing a lot of things we wouldn't have actually done before. So, and it probably makes you slow down a little bit and realise, you know, there's a lot of good things out there.
But as small business owners unable to operate, they say it's difficult not to worry about their future.
It's the unknown factor. How long is all this going to last for? Not only the isolation side of it, but the whole health issue of COVID-19 going forward.
That's a concern shared by many. Lifeline Chairman John Brogdon says calls to the crisis support service have increased since the bushfire season, and at least a quarter of people are now reporting symptoms of anxiety over the virus pandemic.
There's every likelihood, as this coronavirus situation gets worse, that we will see our calls get over a million a year.
Mr. Brogdon says many Lifeline staff and volunteers are working remotely to ensure calls can continue to be answered 24/7.
It's people who are by themselves. It's people who no longer have the social interaction that they've had on a regular basis. It's people who are worried about going out. I mean, you don't have to have the virus or even be at risk of the virus right now to be anxious about whether you should go shopping.
While the official advice from the Health Department urges all Australians to practice social distancing, some mental health experts say it is still possible to be social. Psychologist Amanda Gordon of Armchair Psychology explains.
Instead of messaging, pick up the phone, but use technology to bring you closer to people rather than exacerbating the differences between you and the distances between you.
For those in self-isolation with children at home, organisations including Beyond Blue have shared tips to help families cope. They include maintaining a sense of routine, playing games and exercising, limiting media exposure, and most importantly, being reassuring.
If you start doing what we normally do as Australians and look after each other, we'll find that it's less distressing for ourselves.
Cassandra Bain, SBS News.